Hello there, welcome to Chris and Lizzie's Random Bookish Chats, in which I, Chris Penhall, a writer, chat to my friend Lizzie Chantry, a writer, about random book-related things because it's a reflection of our conversations. In fact, a very truncated reflection of our conversations because they can go on for some time and this will take about 10 minutes. So, hello, Lizzie.
Hi, Chris. Hi, everybody. Yes, we did discuss this morning that we actually need to do the work part before we get onto anything else because we will talk about anything and everything. So, and we do go off at a tangent. So we did try and keep ourselves in check a little bit.
I know, I'm very impressed. We're recording this on a Monday morning, and I'm very impressed if that's the start to the week. I feel quite focused at this moment in time.
And we're very productive and early, aren't we? Because we were talking earlier and then we said, should we just start early? So we're actually ahead of time, which never happens.
Yeah. Yes, time travel is possible, everybody. But anyway, let's get back to what we were going to talk about. So we're going to talk about today words, because obviously we write. We did meet each other last week and record an experiment. I do like doing a little experiment for our podcast where we sat on a seafront and described what we saw separately, trying to use one word.
I'm
One
laughing
word.
because literally I couldn't think of anything because it was like one word to describe. It was a really beautiful sunny day. And then Chris came in and started giving these really long sentences about how beautiful everything was. And I was like, hang on a minute, what happened to the one word exercise?
And it didn't take me much. It doesn't take much for me to forget. I'd gone off for 30 seconds, forgotten, and then came back again. So the idea is that we decided that we always want to say that everybody's different. Even if you're doing the same thing, we see things differently, we hear things differently, we write things differently. And so we thought we'd sit in this rather beautiful location because it was gorgeous, wasn't it? And do a bit of an experiment. And so this is what happened. So we're sitting on a wall on a gorgeous, beautiful, lovely, sunny day in March in Leon C. The sky is, well, it's a clear blue, it's beautiful. I'm in a good mood, and I've spent the morning with Lizzie because we've been working really hard. It may look like we haven't been, but we have, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. We've been visiting cafes all morning trying to find event space. So it involves food, drink, and beautiful sightseeing.
I would just like to say we've only actually stopped for a coffee and something to eat in two separate cafes. There were two that we just looked in the window of that weren't
Some were
open.
shut. I think that's more to the point. The others were shut.
Yeah, we could have planned it better. And then another one that was really, really busy and you couldn't get parked anyway.
No, exactly. So we couldn't go in that one because there was a queue outside and no parking. So that would have been four or five if we'd have been able to get inside.
I don't know what you'd have been like after five coffees, but I know
Yes.
I wouldn't have been nice to be around.
I would have been dancing on the table. That'd be the difference. But we have been working. We have been trying to find venues to do workshops and some more writing groups. So this is for us a very busy working morning. And now we're sitting on the wall doing a soundbite for a podcast in the sunshine, looking at a gorgeous, really calm sea view.
Okay, as an experiment in how we see things, Lizzie, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you my phone on which this recorder is, and I'm going to walk over there so I can't hear what you're saying, and you're going to describe the scene with random words, not in a sentence, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to describe the scene in random words, and we're going to compare what we've said, but probably not until we've actually gone home and I've listened to it, because we want to once again illustrate that although we are very similar in many ways and we also write contemporary romance, our stories are all different because we see the world differently and we will be seeing what's around here differently. Or maybe not, this experiment could go horribly wrong. So I'm going to give you this now, and I'm going to stand over there and then I'll shout, okay? Hold on to this, hold on.
Hang on. Now, okay, so words I'd use to describe, it's kind of tranquil, the sea is very calm, there's slight breeze in the air, I can smell chips, so chips would be one of my words. crunch. It's the sound of the sand as people walk by. Sunshine. Chris is running back. I'm trying to think of any other words, really.
By the dog waste bin, so I decided to move quite quickly.
I don't think my words worked very well. I couldn't think of anything. She threw me under the bus there. We'll quickly think of it now.
I'm going to go over here so you can't hear me.
I might as well stay here now. I've done my bit.
You've done your bit. Well, I don't know. I'm going to say calm sea with ripples lapping onto the beach. Different.
More than one word at a time.
I'm I did actually say
one word. You're giving whole sentences. I could have done sentences. I did like one or two words.
I can't help it. It's in me. It's like, how many? Why use one?
That's why it was so hard. I couldn't do it because I was like, calm, still, tranquil crunch of the sand.
It's awful. I've got to get myself out of the habit of why use one word when 18? Exactly. You can use 18. So should I try again? Okay. See, calm. Ripples, colours, blue, silver, sand, shingle, dogs, people, sun, sky, gorgeous, still and calm.
Right, I'll try again, shall I? My last one was a disaster. Okay, I would say scooter. Sand, tranquil, view, dogs, people, children, prams, cafe, bustling, chatter,
good words.
Conversation.
They're good words. I want to try again now because you've done that. Our parking's going to run out, so now we're going to go. But thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye. And so we're talking about words and how we use them and words we like. And anyone who writes anything will have favourite words. Or they're not necessarily favourite words, are they? The words you use a lot. And then you reread what you've written and you think, oh, I've used that a lot. Or an editor may say, can you do a check of how many times you've used that particular word? Because it's like having an earworm of a particular word. And I was trying to think of some of mine and they've gone completely. Except that I'm always trying to find ways of describing smells because I like to describe what I see and, or no, what my characters see, hear, feel, and sometimes smell. And I get stuck. And I went through a phase where all I could think of was laced. Laced. And I think, well, that's good. That's sort of a different word to smell. And then you just get stuck on it because you're just typing away, aren't you? And so do you have any words that you use apart from of and that, the and then?
So the words I use too much is just. I use the word just far too often. He's just doing this or she's just said that. So I'm forever cutting that out. I noticed that in my manuscripts a lot. And but the words I love words like shenanigans. I think that's such a lovely word. It's a lovely word to say, it's a lovely word to write, and I love the word quirky, just because I love quirky people. I think it's nice to have a bit of quirk here and there, and I love writing about quirky characters, a bit oddball, a bit unusual. And also my family's all a bit like that, so for me it's just normal.
Well, I like, one of my favourite words is kerfuffle. I love that. Oh, bit of a kerfuffle. I love kerfuffle. I've never used it though, actually, in any of my books, and I can't see how I'm going to, but at some point I may do. But I love it. Another word I love is a Welsh word, cariad. That sounds really lovely and warm, doesn't it? And cooch, that's a hug, and that's a word I grew up with. And that's a hug. So I think I've used that in one of my books, the one set in Wales, Finding Some Happiness. But I love glitter and glowing and shimmer. I think I love words that make things shiny.
Yeah, shimmer is a beautiful word, though, isn't it? I love that. Like you could say or glistening, you know, the water was glistening or the sunlight was glistening on the water or something like that, or shimmering. They're very nice words.
They're
just beautiful to look at. Say, yeah,
absolutely. I love things like that. And also I remember when I was writing my first novel, The House That Alice Built, and it's set in Cascais in Portugal, and It's about a woman that goes to Portugal. I know, clue's in the title. Well, it isn't. It's the clue isn't in the title, but she goes to Portugal and she'd never been before. And I based that on an experience I had where I hadn't been for a very long time because I lived there for a while, and got the driver to drive down a road called the Marginal, which takes you from Lisbon all the way to Cascais. And I remember it was a beautiful day in April, and it was all, it was very colourful, and it hadn't been in the UK because spring had come late. And I remember seeing the sea, and it was silver and it was glittering, and I thought of sapphires and all of those things. And I think that stuck with me, and I think that maybe that experience, that one little moment of suddenly seeing this scene in front of me, like lighting up. It was like being in a painting, because it was quite an emotional experience for me to go back. I think maybe that's why I love those words, because it was like it was like the whole world just lit up, and it just lit up, and I realized I was going back to somewhere that made me happy. And it was in that moment of just driving down a main road and turning right onto the Marginal and looking left out of the window, when the sea being silver and glittering and gorgeous and like sapphires and all of those things. So I think that maybe that's one of the reasons I like using words like that, because they light the world up, don't they? And I sort of like describing things like that.
I mean, I'm the same with words that make me feel happy. So in the last couple of books, I've had a lot of plant descriptions. And I absolutely love plants. So I love looking for new words to describe the plants. Some plants that I'm not used to all the time. So again, I need to learn more about them. And the sea as well. I love just looking at the sea. It makes me happy. It lifts me up. I like writing about the sea. I like setting books by the sea, just because it's just something that feels warm and it feels inviting. And so I love including all those kind of descriptions and those scenes in books and using all the words and thinking of all the different ways to describe those, because it kind of transports the readers into those places, hopefully. And then they can get to enjoy them as well.
Aroma, that's another one I use too much.
You're going back to smells. Mine's always about chocolate, though. I tend to find out that when I'm describing smells, I find that it's usually coffee or chocolate. I can't even eat chocolate, but I love chocolate, and I adore coffee. So I tend to always bring in, it must be like when I'm feeling thirsty or desperate for a coffee or something. I just love the aroma of things like chocolate and coffee or caramel. They're just so sort of evocative and delicious. And, I love describing those kind of things in books.
I'd just like to say that your dog Clover is also trying to participate.
No, my apologies, everyone. Oh, she wants to sit on my lap, so there you
You're
go. She's
sitting
on
in
my
your
lap
lap.
now.
Hello, Clover. What are your favourite words, Clover? Don't say them because it'll cause a.
Likes bone, she likes food, she likes water, cuddles, she likes hugs as well, and licking everybody. Everybody.
On that note, seeing as now there's three of us in this podcast rather than two, we will leave you for now. But thank you for listening to Chris and Lizzie's random bookish chats, and we'll be back with another episode soon.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here, everyone. Thank you.